Welcome back to the AM 1330, FM 94.1 WRAM Morning Show. It is 8:16. Joining me in the studio, I have Angie McElwee, the Executive Director of the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. Angie, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing great, thanks.
We were talking off the air. You are a busy little bee.
Yes.
Holy cow.
We have a lot of things going on. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps you out of trouble. That's the way I always put it. Before we get to what's coming up, we haven't spoke to you since I think the home show went. How'd that go?
Right. Oh, it went great. We had a lot of exhibitors this year again, and the crowd was outstanding. Everybody was really pleased. I had a lot of great feedback, so we'll definitely be looking at doing that event again next February.
Great. Now, it was like in three different spots. Is that the way I remember it?
No, we were at the Armory.
Okay, the Armory. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Alexander Lumber was our presenting partner, and it was just a great show, and again, a huge turnout from the public. And it was kind of funny. A couple weeks after the show, as people, you know, stopped in the chamber for different things, I had several people say, "Hey, you know, I booked a contractor from your show."
Nice.
So I was like, "Well, great. That's how it's supposed
great to
work."
Hear. Yeah. That's why you do it, right?
Yeah.
That's why you do it.
So.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up then.
Yes, we have our Staff Appreciation Day luncheon coming up next Wednesday, April 27th. It's at noon at the American Legion. So we have a comedian coming, Bobby Ray Bunch. He's from the Quad Cities. And we have a great lunch catered by M&E Catering. And we'll give away some door prizes. We have a number of sponsors, and including Office Specialist, who's our gold sponsor, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union, Courtyard and Legacy Estates of Monmouth and Monmouth Nursing Home. They're silver sponsors, and they'll have little giveaway items at the door for everyone, you know, as they leave. And again, our door prizes, lunch, and the comedian. It's on Administrative Assistance Day.
Oh, nice.
So it's a great way to thank your staff by, you know, sending them to the luncheon. And it's a great time, and it's a popular event. I think we're around 140 right now on ticket sales.
Wow.
And so we're usually 150 to 200. So we have a huge crowd. So no doubt we'll be there again count-wise this year.
Yeah,
so.
what a great way to appreciate your staff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And send them to this.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't know what to get them or, right. You know, a little something. And so this is just a great way, send them, you know, to a lunch and some entertainment. And yeah.
Great. I'm going to have to tell Vanessa about this one. Get me to the staff.
I have a flyer here for you.
There you go. We have a flyer. What else is going on?
So, also, I think I mentioned it when I was here for the home show, but we started a technology committee this year, and I'm really excited about it. The main goal of the committee is to host some seminars, and obviously in the technology realm, for businesses. So we've surveyed businesses, you know, what types of technology topics, what days of the week will work for seminars, you know, the whole thing. And so we now have one scheduled for Wednesday, May 11th at noon at the Midwest Bank Community Room. And it's going to be on using social media to promote your business. So we've got somebody from Vervosity Interactive who's agreed to be our speaker. They are a chamber member, and they're out of Quincy.
Oh, nice.
And they've actually been helping us with the committee as well. So we're really excited about kicking off our first seminar. And there's no charge. It's over the lunch hour, so we just ask the attendees, you know, bring your brown bag lunch kind of thing, and lunch and learn.
Yeah, I think this is great, because as much as people try to fight social media, social media, it's necessary.
You have to embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's necessary. I understand about half of, you know, your Facebooks, your Twitters. Of course, I'm on Twitter all the time. That's a whole other issue. But but there's so many other things on social media that you can use for your business.
Yeah, and so we'll cover that. And we also have asked a couple of our local business people who have been successful using social media at their business to attend the seminar and offer some support, you know, for the speaker, is like, hey, this has worked for me, or I have used this and you know, this is what happened. And so,
you said embrace it. I think that's a perfect way of putting it. You got to embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So we have that coming up. Also, we did go ahead and schedule our second seminar. It's not till August, but keep an ear out for more info on that. But it's going to be on cybersecurity.
Oh.
So what not to click.
Yeah, another key subject. Can I send my wife to that one?
Yeah. So, and again, these are just topics that our members have told us through surveys that are of interest to them. Yeah. So
technology committee.
Yeah.
That's going well, it sounds like.
Oh, it is.
And,
mm-hmm.
and very good.
Yeah, and you know, if you want, somebody wants to attend, just call the chamber. You know, it's not like we have to plan a meal or anything, but we do like to know how many chairs to, you know, assemble and everything. So just call the chamber, 734-3181 for that. But yeah, it's coming along well. We're excited about that.
Awesome.
So, and then we have our chamber golf outing.
A fan favorite.
Yes, yes. On Monday, May 16th. So looking forward to that. We're still accepting sponsorships and team registrations. But right now we're at like 20 teams. This far out is really good. So I want to get to 28 again, though. So that's what we were at last year.
Okay.
So we have that coming up. And so if anybody wants to enter a team, just give the chamber a call. Again, 734-3181. And
that's on Monday, May 16th.
Gibson Woods.
Gibson Woods. Beautiful Gibson Woods.
Yes. And IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union is our tournament sponsor again this year.
Do you get a chance to get out there and golf, or are you too busy doing stuff that day?
I can't golf that day. I'm too tied up. Yeah.
Everywhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. I try to get out and golf. Just... yeah, not that day.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and one final thing today. We've already been getting a lot of calls about the farmers market. So, we have decided to make a few changes for this year. We are going to start a couple weeks earlier than normal. We've talked to some of our farmers, and they would like to start earlier and end a little earlier. So, end as in... we used to go through the end of October. So we're going to start Friday, May 20th, and then we'll run through mid-October instead of the end. But also, one other change for this year is our time. We are going to run until 12:30. So it's going to be 7 to 12:30.
And that's on
time.
Fridays, right?
On Fridays, okay. Yes. And the location will be the same, the First State Bank parking lot. So, again, just trying to talk with the general public of, you know, what they're wanting to see and what their needs are for a market, and trying to mesh that with what the farmers are wanting to do and able to do. And a lot of times Friday afternoons they have to go back and harvest more product to get to shows either Friday night or Saturday morning. So, you know, they don't want to linger around.
No loitering. Get your stuff bought and get
too going. Late in the day. So anyway, but we did talk to some of them, and they're willing to stay till 12:30 this year. So maybe people can stop by, you know, on their lunch hour a little more.
Now, I'm not for certain how it works. Do they have to get a hold of you before they set up a stand, or you just show up and set up a stand, or how does it work?
Yeah, we have some regulars who we know just come every year. But, yeah, if somebody wants to exhibit, we ask that they just give us a call first and let us know, and then just show up that morning. And then someone from the chamber will be down, and we go down every morning. And there is a small fee to have a booth space. And then we collect that fee. And we do ask that for as far as a farmer or exhibitor, you know, if you want to have something out, that it has to be homegrown, homemade, you know, like obviously fruits and vegetables. But, you know, we've had folks with flowers, plants. We've had a few wood crafts. We've had some baked goods, but, you know, we have to be sure and check with the health department as far as a commercial kitchen and those kinds of things, too. So that's why we ask that they just call so we can, you know, find out what they offer.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't just, hey, show up and start selling some stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there's some regulations there somewhere.
Well, especially if those offering food. We want to make sure we have, you know, we're complying with the health department.
Right, right. Yes. Not like that's not enough, but is there anything else going on?
Well, we've had a lot of requests lately for relocation packets. It's starting to pick up again. You know, it's that time of year, so we've been putting together more packets, whether it be for individuals coming into the office. Hey, I'm graduating college and I'm starting a new job in Monmouth, you know, here in June. We've had two or three of those already. And, you know, so we put together a relocation packet, or some of our larger businesses saying, you know, I'm interviewing, can you put together a relocation packet, so I can give to my interviewees so they can learn more about our community.
Wow.
So, you know, we've been doing those things, and our pottery event is right around the corner too, June 25th. So we're working on that, and
busy time is here.
Yes. And we've started a new ambassador committee that will be going out to meet with some of our chamber members and get to know them a little more and find out, you know, if they have any needs and make sure they're familiar with services the chamber offers as well.
Yeah.
So
good. Yeah. Any ribbon cuttings coming up in the near future that you know of?
We have one on the 28th for the new Pi-Fi house.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to get out to folks today, Angie?
I think that's about it for today.
You got any breath left? Because that's a lot going
on.
It's Monmouth. There's always something going on in Monmouth.
Yes, totally.
There's nothing to do in Monmouth. Yeah, all right, whatever. Well, then you're not looking hard enough.
Right,
because there's always something going on.
There is.
All right, Angie. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Angie McAway, Executive Director of the Monmouth Chamber of Commerce, right here on the 1330 94.1 WRAM Morning Show.